We continue Bezer Hashem's Baruch, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Kuf Chav Dalet, Sif Dalet. Yesh Avol Be'ir, if Rachman Tzlon, there's somebody who's sitting Shiva, Helch Mleis Knesset Belayel V'gam B'yoyim, he may go to Shul by night and by day, Ashig Mer Kinnis until they finish the Kinnis, Umutaloy Lael Satara, and he can even have an Aliyah, Ulikra Haf Tyra, and get the Haf Tyra, Shekrei Kulam Avelim, and everybody is an Avol. There are those that are strict that the Avol during the first 3 days of Avelis should not go to Shul, even on Tisha B'Av. There are those that the differentiator of Shlomo Kluger says that at night, since there are not really that many kinnis, the Avol, if it's during the first 3 days of the Avelis, should not go to Shul. And during the day, where many more kinnis are recited, the Avol may go to Shul. Sif Hei, Mincha, the Avol should not go to Shul, and if there's a minion in his house, he should not get an Aliyah. Divrei Torah Samchus Aleiv, Sifhei, Divrei Torah Samchus Aleiv, Divrei Torah make the heart happy, Shnem B'Kudei Hashem Sharem Samch Aleiv, V'kein also B'Tisha B'Av Wilma Torah, then on Tisha B'Av one should learn Torah, Ki'im B'Dvarim Shematzivim Asli, the only things that cause us to be sad. There's a fundamental question: how do we understand the halacha of learning on Tisha B'Av? Is it that there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to learn Tisha B'Av Torah just like there is every day? Just it's limited to things like we just identified, hamatzivim asalev, that make us unhappy? Or is there no chiyuv to learn on Tisha B'Av at all? But if somebody wants to spend time on Tisha B'Av, doing something constructive, he should only learn things that matzivim asalev. Certainly, if on Tisha B'Av we're not allowed to learn Torah, we certainly should not spend the time on Tisha B'Av reading or doing things that are enjoyable or things that don't focus on the avelus of Tisha B'Av. Learning on Tisha B'Av history that remind us the history of Klal Yisrael will certainly remind us about the way great people acted is most appropriate on Tisha B'Av as well. Kagoyin, what are examples? Sefer Yirmiyah, B'Dvarim HaRom, Shabbat, the parts of Sefer Yirmiyah that speak about the consequences. Sefer Psukim Nechama Shabbat, but the Psukim that speak about consolation, Yudalik, should be skipped. Became Prunis Al Omas Olam, the punishment that will come to our enemies, Yedalik, should be skipped. It came with the limit of Sefer Iyav. One may learn Sefer Iyav, Umedrish Eicha. Ugemar Perik El Megalchim, the Gemar Masechta by Katan Perik El Megalchim, the Mayor Medina Ovel Menuda, that speak about Hilchas Avelis, or by God of the Perik and Ezekim, which speaks about the Churban, Vishalmi Saif Masechta Tanis, the also Mayor Merchurban. Vap Eilu Shemut Alumar, even the parts of Torah that we may learn. Also, lie in behem ezekush v'teretz. It's not a place and not a time to start going back and forth with questions and answers. But I did see in the name of the Chazon Ish that one is allowed to understand what he's learning. To understand what you're learning is the fundamental of learning. If somebody is asked a question on Tisha B'Av, a Rav is asked a question. If it's a question that is relevant, certainly if it's a question that's relevant to Tisha B'Av, but even if it's a question that's not specifically relevant to Tisha B'Av, but it has repercussions that the person has to know what to do, those questions could be answered on Tisha B'Av. If somebody just starts thinking and his mind wanders to Divrei Torah, there's also room for leniency. Whatever one may learn himself, he could teach children those parts of the Torah. One is allowed to say all the parts of davening, if that's what he says every day. And the same goes for people that say different tefillahs at the end of davening. They may be said on Tisha B'Av as well. Say the mamadas, the people that say mamadas, different parts of learning, should not be said. Others are more lenient to say them after chatzos. Even if you say them every day, regarding Tehillim, they're different menhagim, but certainly people who say Tehillim every day, there's room to be lenient in allowing them to say Tehillim on Tisha B'Av. Sivav afil ilvers manikais, pregnant and nursing women, af pish mitzdaris harbe, even though they're suffering, tzrichim l'hash matanis tisha fast. Im lam makam shesh loshchus chas v'shalom sakon, unless there's a dangerous situation. Avachayla, Abi Shem by Sakana, when we speak about a sick person that even though it doesn't have Sakana, Yeshlahakal, there's room for leniency, Shlayash Matanis, he should not fast. Rakisana is a shows, he should fast as much as he could. Mukoshkim Khoshbativa, if he's weak and not well, he should avoid fasting. If somebody needs to take medicine on Tisha B'Av, he should preferably take it without water. If he needs to take it with a liquid, he should take it with a bitter liquid. Somebody who has to eat should try to fast through the night and by day only eat as much as he has to eat. There's no din on Tisha B'Av like there is on Yom Kippur of Shurim. They have to measure that we're only going to eat a certain amount and a certain amount of time. Those halachas don't apply on Tisha B'Av. There are those that suggest that even if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, if he could avoid eating hot food, cooked food, he should try. A woman who had a baby between 7 to 30 days, she has the same halacha of a chal shem b'sakana, even though she's not really sick. But on the other hand, if she, Baruch Hashem, feels well, and v'tanak lo yazik lo, and she has nothing to worry about with fasting, yesh lo l'hashem, then she should fast. V'elah shetzrich l'echa b'tisha b'av, people who have to eat on Tisha B'Av, lo yis'anku b'mecholim, it's not a day to start enjoying food, or eating all sorts of delicacies, el b'chtei tzarech b'ris aguf, eat what you need to be healthy. Sivzayim r'chitza surim, one may not wash himself both in hot water or cold water. Even to put his finger into water is asur. What type of washing is asur? Something that breaks enjoyment. If it's not for the purpose of enjoyment, mutter. You're allowed to wash your hands in the morning. But when you wash your hands in the morning, should only wash your fingers. That is what the main rechitz, the main washing on chakras. The ruach ra that comes to us when we're sleeping is on that spas, is on the fingers. And the same, if somebody touches parts of his body which are normally covered, or he touches the shoes, the halacha is he should wash all of his fingers. Lacha shenaglantzas, in the morning, after you wash your fingers and you dry them, v'adayin lachtzas, but they have still some moisture, maviram alenov, you could put them on your eyes. Then einav milchokas, but if there's dirt on your eyes, v'darkan rochz v'mayim, they only come off by washing them with water. Rochzam gam atu gedarkai, you could wash them at Tisha B'Av the same way as all year, if your hands got dirty, you're allowed to wash the parts that are dirty. If somebody uses the bathroom, he could wash his hands as he always does when he uses the bathroom. Similarly, if somebody is before davening mincha, yichetz betzvaysav, he should wash his fingers. Similarly, if somebody's walks into a bathroom, even if he didn't use the bathroom, he should wash his fingers. If somebody always washes himself after using the bathroom, he could do so on Tisha B'Av as well. Sivches noshem avashlis, if women are cooking on Tisha B'Av, v'tzriches lahadich ha-macholim, they have to wash off the food, rinse the food, mutaris. So they're not looking to wash themselves. Somebody's going to do a mitzvah, There's no other way to get to the destination besides walking through water. He's allowed to walk through the water, both when he's going or coming home, and he not be concerned. If he's going for a business need, going, he could walk through the water. However, when he's coming home, he shouldn't walk through the water. If somebody comes home from a trip, raglav kedus, and his feet are weak, mutal rachs b'mayim, he could wash them with water. Women who are cooking, that were being lenient, cooking should not take place until chatzos, unless one is cooking on Tisha B'Av for somebody who needs to eat and may eat on Tisha B'Av. Siftes apishen also im rechitzah shel tanig, even though we said that the only type of washing that's prohibited on Tisha B'Av is one for enjoyment. If a woman time to go to the mikveh is on Tisha B'Av, loy titbal, she shouldn't go to the mikveh that night, the night of Tisha B'Av, given the surah matashmish, relations are usher that night anyway. Sif yod ksicha, one smearing himself, gam ken ena asur el shaltanik. If one is smearing himself for enjoyment purposes, that is prohibited on Tisha B'Av. Amish yesh lechatotim, if somebody has some sort of a rash, oil shat sarch refuah, or other medical need, then mutal losach. And certainly putting on makeup, cosmetics, etc., is inappropriate to be done on Tisha B'Av. Sifir Aleph, nilas a sandal, putting on shoes, ena also el shalar, only leather shoes are prohibited. Aval shebeged ukadayim made out of material, em ena mechupa b'shalayim ba'ar, if there's no leather on the shoe, mutter. Holchem ben avdik chavim, people who walk amongst the nachrim, noigim legosh menolim, do wear shoes, shalayu lalag. Of course, this halacha doesn't apply nowadays because nowadays many of the shoes that are worn are not made out of leather and they're very common and normal to be worn. The children, even if they're not old enough to really understand all about Tisha B'Av, but if they have some understanding of Tisha B'Av, should not wear leather shoes on Tisha B'Av. Yesh litein, offer b'taychem nolim, they should put, if you're wearing shoes, put earth into the shoe. A person should try only to wear non-leather shoes. Somebody who's sitting in a store, sitting, should not wear regular shoes. If somebody is taking a long trip on Tisha B'Av, since it's a big tirch, it's complicated, that he shouldn't be able to wear a shoe. He is not prohibited from wearing shoes. When he gets to the city, he finishes trip chaylitz. But if he's sitting on a wagon, on a plane, in a car, and again, as we said before, that nowadays there are many shoes that are not made out of leather that are quite comfortable, maybe even more comfortable and quite usual to be worn. So there's no permission to wear leather shoes on Tisha B'Av unless somebody's walking in a place where he has to wear boots for whatever reason and he only has leather boots available. There I saw the Paiskim are lenient.